KCBS News Time, 9:20. You heard Darren refer to Fleet Week, and are you stoked for it? I know a lot of people are. The Blue Angels are set to arrive in Oakland tonight ahead of San Francisco Fleet Week, and we'll have that week-long celebration complete with an air show, concerts, and parade of naval ships that can be toured. For more on this week's upcoming festivities, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mary Breen, Marketing and PR Director for the Airshow Network, which produces San Francisco Fleet Week. Mary, thanks for joining us to discuss this. It is always a treat for people here in the Bay Area. What can we expect this year?
Hey, Eric, good morning. Thanks for having me on air with you today. We're so excited. It's great to have Fleet Week coming back to the Bay Area. We have the Blue Angels, as you mentioned, that are going to be headlining the show. We have our presenting sponsor, United Airlines, that's flying a 777 airliner in a fully choreographed demonstration over the bay. We have the F-35C, the Navy F-35 jet, that's making its first appearance at Fleet Week. We have the Navy Leapfrogs, a lot of great acts that you've loved in the past and some new ones this year, and yeah, we're very excited.
As are we here. That 777 demonstration you were talking about is amazing to see a plane that big do some of the things that the pilots get it to do over San Francisco.
Yes, it's pretty impressive. It's not often that you get to see an airliner up close like that. You know, they've been practicing. It's actually really neat. The pilots with United have been practicing in some simulators out in Denver. They're very excited to come out here again. It's such a highlight for United. They're such a wonderful partner with us, and we're just so excited to have them back. We can't wait to showcase the 777 once again.
As far as the ships go, they're usually some sort of foreign ship involved. What can we see on the bay this year?
So if you go to, if you keep an eye out for the website for fleetweeksf.org, that's where you can find all the information on the ships. I am specifically on the air show, so I can't make any comment on the ships. However, I can tell you that there is a ship tour at 11 a.m. on Friday ahead of the air show. So make sure to check that out.
What does the Air Show Network do to keep this fresh every year? Because you don't want to necessarily see just exactly the same thing year after year after year.
Right. So we actually get asked a lot. We're in high demand within the air show industry. Folks are always wanting to come out and perform. And, we keep an eye out for the that we can bring in. And, we have something that's really fresh to Fleet Week that we've, something that's really fresh to Fleet Week that came out last year was the Blue Angels. Oh, excuse me. My alarm is going off. We had, excuse me about that. Okay, so the Blue Angels debuted their new F-18 Super Hornets last year. Which is brand new to the team. If you can imagine, if you've seen the jets before, it's really an incredible show. And with these jets that are bigger and faster, louder than ever before, it just really adds that fresh element. And we're excited to have them back once again this year.
Yeah, when I got my ride with the Blue Angels, it was in one of those legacy, the older F-18C model, I believe, which was smaller and not quite as powerful. Okay, so final question.
Still amazing, though.
I know, it was still amazing. You're right. Flying upside down at 300 miles an hour, there's nothing quite like it. But there are also usually some civilian air show participants. Will we see aerobatic shows this year?
Yes. So in terms of the pilots that are flying, we've got the Patriots jet team, which is incredible. There's six jets, so similar to, in a sense, to the Blue Angels, where you have people to watch jets fly in formation and be doing all different aerobatic maneuvers. They're such a fun civilian act. They have the red, white, and blue smoke, so they really make the sky colorful and beautiful. And their announcer is an absolute blast. His narration is so much fun, and it just adds to the show. You just can't help but be so excited watching them and so proud to watch them up in the sky. And for folks that are listening, make sure to download the San Francisco, the Fleet Week app, or go to the website, and you can listen to his narration along with the narration for the entire air show, broadcast live, the audio on the app and the website.
Well, Mary, thank you very much for talking to us about the air show that's going along with Fleet Week this year. We appreciate it. Take care. That was Mary Breen, Marketing and PR Director for the Air Show Network, which produces San Francisco Fleet Week.